It's being hailed as the first day in a new era of race relations in Australia. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd today apologized to Australia's Aboriginal peoples for laws and policies that, quote, inflicted grief, suffering, and loss. He singled out Australia's brutal policy of forced assimilation. Until as late as the 1970s, the state took Aboriginal children from their homes and resettled them in white households. They're called the Stolen Generations.
For the pain, suffering, and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants, and for their families left behind, we say sorry.
Reporter Suzanne Smith specializes in Indigenous affairs, and she followed today's Parliament session and joins us now on the line from Sydney. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, I gather that thousands of Aboriginals gathered outside Parliament and around the country to watch the apology.
Well, not just Indigenous people, but non-Indigenous people gathered in every city. In Sydney, right near the Opera House, we had huge video screens. And the financial district, all the people poured out. And Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people joined together and watched for the full hour this very historical occasion. It was quite amazing, the feeling around the country. I was surprised at just how many people, I think, felt relief that the federal government had finally apologised and that Kevin Rudd, as the new Prime Minister, had finally, in the Parliament, put it on the history books.
Now, the Prime Minister also laid out some practical measures, including a promise to close what is really a shocking life expectancy gap between Aborigines and other Australians, 17-year difference. What were some of these measures?
He put down on the record some pretty bold promises. He promised that he would deal with this 17-year life expectancy gap. He talked about the terrible difference between the achievements of Aboriginal kids in terms of education. We know there are 2,000 Aboriginal kids in the Northern Territory, which is one territory of Australia. 2,000 kids have never been to school. What has happened, what has transpired is that over the last 30 or 40 years, we've developed policies of separation where Aboriginal people, it's sort of like an apartheid, if you like, where Aboriginal people have lived in communities and haven't been part of the full fabric of the Australian economy and the Australian society. So what he's trying to say is this stolen generation was what he quoted as the blemished chapter in our history. We need to apologise for it, but we need to move on and deal with these terribly difficult issues. We need to deal with life expectancy, education outcomes and economic opportunity, so we don't have a generation of Aboriginal kids that are basically lost.
Why now? Why this public apology now?
Well, former Prime Minister John Howard refused to apologise, and many people felt that held Australia back. And I think what Kevin Rudd, our new Prime Minister, is hoping to do is finish this unfinished business. There's no more excuses about it. We've got to do it as a nation. We've got to move on, and that this will herald a new policy platform, a new policy journey, if you like. Basically, I think he thought we can't move on to these bold new visions if we still have all this unfinished business from the past.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Suzanne Smith is a senior investigative reporter for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, speaking to us from Sydney.